Happy New Year. Pastor wanted to make sure you saw him at least once in these next 2 weeks, so we decided to play that there. There'll be an extended version of that on Facebook later today, and it just talks about some other things coming up, but I'm excited about 2017. Anybody excited about 2017? Anybody glad 2016's over? A few of you, yeah? Yeah? Well, I felt like I was back in high school youth group around here because Mike Cornwell's running around looking for someone to speak, and Johnny Colclasier points to Jeff Dyson and says, no, he'll do it. And so we're back in high school youth group, so I guess I get to do it because Johnny didn't want to do it. So I tried to get John Lasseter to do it, but they thought he might be a man of too few words and it might be too quick. So glad to see you guys. I am so thankful to be here today, and I'm sorry Kent couldn't be with us, but we're going to get into God's Word a little bit today, and I'm sure God's going to do something with it. So we're going to start. I'm going to go right to the Scriptures. We're going to hit it hard. We're going to start with John 3:16 to start the year off right. For this is how God loved the world. He gave His one and only Son, that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have what? Everlasting life or eternal life. Yes. Oh, that's great. It's a great way to start. That promise, that simple promise is so, so powerful. Then we're going to jump to 2 Corinthians 5:17. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone and a new life has begun. Then if you go over to Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Then Jesus said, come to me, all who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. And then last, but certainly not least in this set of four scriptures, is Hebrews 12:1-3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up and lets us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people. Then you won't become weary and give up. Four powerful verses, four of my favorite passages from the New Testament. And I throw them out here, first off, because they will play into today's sermon. And second, as a way to remind you of the exciting journey we are about to embark on as a church family this year. Starting tomorrow, yes, tomorrow, we begin our new journey. A journey to read the New Testament in a year. This year in 2017, we have 260 weekdays. And interesting enough, there are exactly 260 chapters in the 27 books of the New Testament. So, if we all simply read one chapter each weekday, we will have read the entire New Testament by December 29th. Is that a resolution you all can get behind? Yes. It's going to be exciting. And if you want a calendar to plan your reading to follow through, there's some out here at the Welcome Center and at the sign-up table out there. Also, you can go to www.mohammedchristian.org. Click on the logo, that 260 and 260 logo page you see there, and it'll take you. It has the reading plan online. You can print it out or do whatever you want with it there. So you have many places you can get this reading plan. On Monday, this journey of 260 and 260 begins, and we hope everybody will join us in this important trip we'll take. Now, most of us, when we take a journey, we'll pack a few items, right? Even if it's for a one-day hiking trip or a camping trip, you will pack a few items. You may pack things like a small fanny pack, or for those who still love military life, may get out their old duffel bag there and carry it, or suitcases. How many of you, though, when you go on these trips, even if it's a weekend trip or if it's a long trip or a cruise, how many of you will overpack? Take too much. Bring along the things that not even you don't even use on the trip. I've done it. I will admit it. It's confession time. I have packed my share of stuff. And then there are times I've gone to church camp and forgot something I needed. But we tend to overpack. That's just our nature. Let's make sure we got everything we need. We got to make sure the kids have enough underwear. We got to make sure that I have enough underwear. We got to make sure I got a sweater in case it gets cold. Got to make sure I got a jacket in case I need it because it's going to rain. You know, might be a little cool one night. So we're going to Florida, but we'll have jeans just in case it gets cool enough. And then you got to have enough shorts. And then, you know, so the kids don't have to wear wet swimming trunks the second day. We'll take an extra pair of swimming trunks for them. Right? We overpack. Jacob Atterbury, you're shaking your head. Is that the way it goes? Yeah. All right. We overpack. That's just the way we are. That's the nature of the beast. Now, some of you who are not overpackers, Mike, you're shaking your head. Are you not an overpacker? He's an underpacker. Do you make up for his, though? Yeah, yes. Well, we all overpack our bags. The funny thing is, in our daily lives and our spiritual walks, they contain baggage as well. They contain baggage as well. And the first bag I want to talk about today, and there are five bags we're going to talk about today, and between some of my readings and between Pastor T.J. Jakes, we got some good bags for you. And the first bag I want to talk about is dreamers. The bag of dreams. The bag of dreams. We have dreams. Maybe you have dreams that your kids will go to college. Or maybe you have dreams that your kids will just get out of the house. Maybe you have a dream that there's just that one car you've always wanted to own. You're going to rebuild it even. You're going to get an old body and, you know, you have a dream to do that. Or maybe you just have a dream of how you think your life is going to be. You know, I'm going to eventually have this job. I'm going to eventually do this. Eventually have this type of house. I may marry this type of individual. My life is going to go this way. And you carry your bag of dreams. The problem with dreams are, is that many times and oftentimes our reality doesn't compare to the dreams we're carrying. And we get down, we get upset, we get angry, all because our dreams don't match our reality. So you have this bag of dreams you're carrying. Now, if this is the only baggage we carried along on our spiritual walks, we could probably handle it. We could probably handle it. Our spouse or our children or our senior pastor would remind us of the reality we live in, so we could live with the dreams. But we don't just stop there. We don't just stop there. We have other things that we, other bags that we carry, and we have other baggage. And then, so the second bag I want to talk about is the bag of pain, anger, and hurt. Pain, anger, and hurt. It's the bag that has all the hurtful things in our lives. Things that people have done to us, or people have said about us. Maybe you can even go back to your childhood where a kid said something about you that you just held on to, or you got picked on about. And you start carrying. Now you got these two bags you're carrying. Things start to get heavy. You have anger building up because life's not going your way. Or you have anger building up because things changed in your life in a way you didn't see it happening. You have anger and you're hurt because maybe you've lost somebody and you weren't expecting it. And you don't know how to handle it. Or you don't get the answers you want. Anybody ever been angry because you don't get the answers you want? I pray to God, and he usually goes, God, I want this. And he usually goes, too bad. Because it's not what he wants, it's what I want. But I get angry about that. You get hurt about that. You get pain you deal with. And you're carrying these bags, and things start to get even heavier. And the funny thing about the pain and anger one, you make sure you get one that's flexible, because you really bottle stuff up. You put it away. Until sometimes something happens. It's like that bag you've seen at the airport that it's exploded and they've used duct tape to keep it together for that one last trip, right? So they've duct taped it so they can get more things put in it. We can still use it. I got more pain, anger, and hurt. Your baggage starts to get heavy. Then we're going to add, well, this bag's not big. It's really not a big bag. we're going to add a third bag. That's a smaller bag, fanny pack style. It's a third bag. It's smaller. And this bag is pride. We have pride. We don't like to admit our faults. Or we start to believe our own accomplishments or our skills, or we have something good that happens and people recognize it. You start wearing it like a badge of honor. And the reason that we have this small bag is so we can hide it, right? We can carry it in places where people can't see it. We can come to church with our bag of pride, but we can hide it on Sunday mornings, can't we? We can hide it on Wednesday night small groups. We can hide it from our friends, but it's there. I see somebody smiling, so you know what I'm talking about. We have this small bag of pride. And the thing about this bag, and let me tell you something. God doesn't like any of this baggage. He wants you to give it all up. But pride, ooh boy, He hates this one. Because this changes who you are. It changes your personality. It changes who you were meant to be. We try to make ourselves look better, even at the cost of somebody else. We belittle them. We add to their pain, sorrow, and anger, and hurt. And we add it to our pride. It's a small bag. It's a hidden bag. But it's a bag we all carry. Man, this is getting heavy. And we're not even done. I mean, I'm seriously overpacked here. But we're going to add another one. And it doesn't have to be big, but usually for all of us it starts out big just before we come to Christ. It's a bag of sins. Our sin. And there's two parts about sin. One is you have just sin, which is a state of being, state of who you are, state of what you're dealing with. You're in a state of sin. And the other part is our sins, our past sins, the things we've done in the past, the sins we've had, things we've done wrong. We get all this stuff. We carry all these sins. And we don't want to admit them. Oh, no. We all walked in here today, and I guarantee every one of us knows that we're a bunch of imperfect people in this room. Amen? We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, right? So we all know we have the sins, but we're not going to talk about them. We're not going to do it, are we? And there's big ones. You know, it could be gambling, or it could be someone who wanders on the internet and does some things they shouldn't be doing. And then there's the small ones. Well, what we consider small anyway. The envy. Woo, did you see so-and-so's car they drove? Woo! I'd like to have me one of them. Woo-hoo-hoo! It's the envy. It's the little things. Or maybe it's just, I got a little angry this week and took God's name in vain, but you don't need to know that. That's not important for you to know. So we have our sins. We're hiding our pride. We have our anger, our hurt, our pain. We got our dreams. This is getting heavy, folks. This is a lot to carry. We ain't done. We got one more bag. We got one more bag we like to carry. And it's not fun, and it adds to everything, and it's kind of a result of everything else. Got to keep my pride. Got to keep my pride. Guilt. We've got our guilt. Oh, man. I'm overpacked. And guilt is not it's one that just builds and you don't even realize it's building. Because you haven't dealt with your sins, you start feeling guilt. Maybe, God, I haven't really dealt with that, have I? I've got anger, and I haven't gone to you, and I haven't asked for forgiveness for my anger, or I haven't forgiven you for something you've done to me. I start getting guiltier and guiltier. So this backpack starts getting real heavy. It's like one of our high school students around here, because they got small lockers at the high school, so you see them, they're walking like this by the end of the semester. But that's what we're like. We have so much guilt. We have so much guilt. We don't deal with things. We hide them. And our pride, that small bag of pride, that hidden bag, it won't let you deal with your guilt. You can't show your true selves to yourself, to others. And folks, I'm here to tell you, we need to be a church that opens everything up to each other. We need to be a church that's not afraid to show what's in our bags. We need to be that kind of church in 2017. And then I'm telling you, there ain't nothing going to stop Muhammad Christian Church from reaching people for Christ. But these bags get heavy, and it's tough to carry. It's like running through an airport late, trip and fall. Thought I was going to go over there for a second, Mike. No, I don't want to do that. And the bags will go right along with me. That's the funny thing. When we fall, we don't lose the baggage. It just reattaches. It just reattaches. It becomes overwhelming. Any of you ever felt overwhelmed with everything going on in your life or what you're holding on to or what's dragging you down? It's overwhelming. It's hard to deal with. It gets so bad you can't even, you know, see the proverbial forest through the trees. You can't see it. But then all of a sudden, even though your bag's pulling at your neck, they're weighting you down. They're pulling you in different directions. All of a sudden, you hear that small voice, that still, quiet, small voice. Matthew 11:28-30. You hear, then Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you what? Rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." Now, does that mean if you're carrying Jesus' yoke that it's easy for you? No. But it is simple. And what are we supposed to do? Who are we supposed to love? God. And then? Everyone. That's less rules than you get in any classroom in America today. From that standpoint, it's simple. But it's not going to be easy. First off, you got all this baggage. But God says, bring it to me. All right, God, you want it. I'm giving it to you. Looks like he can handle it. Looks like he can carry it. Oh, wait. Don't forget your pride. Don't forget your pride. Looks like his promise is true. He can carry everything you can throw at him. But the first, oh, let me tell you, I feel free. Woo! This is the way to travel through an airport right here. He can handle it. But you have to give it to him. You have to give it to him. Think back to all the times in your life when your baggage became overwhelming. How much easier would life have been if you gave it all to God? How much easier? Remember, we are called to get rid of our baggage so we can what? Run the race to follow God's plan for our lives. Remember the Hebrew scripture we read earlier. Therefore, since you were surrounded by a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off the weight, all of the weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. How many of you live here in Muhammad? How many of you have seen those crazy cross-country team runners around here? Running all the time. The day after they get back from nationals, I see three of them running together. I'm like, you dudes, just what are you doing? But you know what? That's the race God has called us to. It's an endurance race. It's not a sprint. Now, there are times we've got to kick it into high gear. Got to attack the hill. We got to run hard for the finish. But God's got a long race for us. And things are going to get thrown at us. But if we're carrying all that, can you imagine running a cross-country race with all that luggage? How are we going to run God's race if we have all this? You got to let it go. That's what the scripture's talking about. If we want to run this race, if we want to follow what God has for us, we've got to let go of this. We've got to not let it trip us up. We do this by keeping our eyes on who? Jesus, on God. The champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. And let me tell you, it's one of the most shameful ways a man could have died. And he did it. And now he's seated at the high place of honor beside God's throne. I want you to remember all the hostility he endured from sinful people. Then you won't become weary and give up. Because when you set this stuff down and you run the race and you're free, are you still going to get hit from the sides from other people? Are you still going to have to deal with hurt, pain, and anger? Are you going to have sin in your own life? Right. You're going to do it all. First thing is not to do is to pick that up. Do not pick that back up. If something new comes along, deal with it. Admit to it. Get with a friend or family member. And I'm talking about your God family. Get together. Work through it. Pastor Jeff, I'm in a lot of pain. You are. But you can get through it. Pastor Jeff, I have sinned. So what? Join the club. Let's deal with it. But don't let it stop you. Don't let it hold you back. Pastor Jeff, I can't let people see me for who I am. I got a reputation to uphold. I got a business to run. Or people expect me to be this way. Man almighty. That's pride. And that's the one. Pride, that's the one. If you pick this one back up, the rest are sure to follow. Because we can't do it alone. You can't get rid of your baggage. You can't deal with life alone. You just can't. And if you don't have family here in Muhammad, or maybe your family has unfortunately all gone, there's a family in this room. Lasseter's, you're always family, aren't you? Once you've been in this room, you're family. We've loved on you. I don't care if you've just come once. I don't care if today's your first time. We love you. You're welcome anytime you want. We'll get you through it. Because that's what family does. That's what God's family does. So even with all this baggage, Jesus is calling to you. He's calling to each and every one of us. Take your baggage to the cross. Give it to Jesus. He can handle it. I promise you, he can handle it. And then let it go. Let the Holy Spirit renew your mind. Help keep you focused on God. Then step back for a moment and feel what freedom is like. Then go forth. Run the race. Tell the world about your new freedom and the person who gave you your freedom. John 3:16. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Folks, no one else can take your baggage and truly free you. No one else can, except one person, our Messiah. Only the Messiah can truly free you. If you're single here today and you're looking for someone to spend time with, to spend your life with, if you're married and you're looking for your spouse to give you freedom, it ain't going to happen. There's only one who can give you that freedom. Now, your spouse can help you and you can work together towards God's freedom, but you all have baggage. If you're in a relationship, you have baggage. Even a friendship has baggage. Your friends have baggage. And if you don't deal with your baggage, your joint baggage just grows. And pretty soon, your baggage looks like that pile at the airport, you know, when there's been an accident between the two transports and luggage went everywhere. That's what your luggage and that's what your baggage looks like, because you've just added both your sets together and haven't dealt with them. And this goes to marriage, to girlfriend, boyfriend, to friendships, to church brothers and sisters. We have to deal with our baggage. If we're going to live freely, if we're going to follow God's plan, and if we're going to let God work through us, we got to let it go. Let it go. Share your story. Don't hide your baggage anymore. When the time is right, and God will show you when that time is. Tell people about your story. Start 2017 off on the right foot. Leave your baggage at the cross. This is not a New Year's resolution. No, sir. This is trusting God and taking Him at His word. Come to me. I'll give you rest. Believe in me. Eternal life. Promises all in the scriptures. Promises. His word. So as the hours, days, weeks, months pass this year, if you catch yourself starting to pick up some old piece of baggage, get on your knees. Get into the word. Look to God. And say, Lord, help me. I don't want this. I want the freedom. And then remember this promise. This promise from the New Testament. 2 Corinthians 5:17. We said it once already. It's up on the screen. And I want you to say it with me. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life, yes, a new life. What a promise. Now that's a 2017 promise we can all get into, right? That's how we are to live. But you got to let go of it. And then you got to do everything you can to keep it off. Don't get me wrong. Life's not going to be easy. We're going to struggle. You're going to sin. You're going to mess up. The difference is, do you let it keep piling up or do you keep giving it to Christ? Do you work within the family to get through things? I want to help you. Everybody should want to help each other. Why? Because that's what we're called to do. That's how we get to show Christ to the world. We get to be different. We get to be different than the world. You don't have to hide your pride. You don't have to hide your sin and think, keep it behind you. Just let the world see what the world needs to see. That's how they live. That's not how we're supposed to live. We got to let go of our baggage. We've got to do it together. Start your new life today. Drop your baggage at the feet of Jesus. Be ready to start the journey of 260 in 260. Let go and just let the Bible, your prayer life, add more. And keep away the baggage. Help take the baggage away from you. God's Word will free you. In your bulletin today, you found you'll find an index card. It'll be blue or white. We got both. We're non-discriminatory around here. We got either or. If you didn't get one, raise your hand. I have three lovely young ladies who would love to give you one. Oh, down here in the front rows. What I want you to do on this card is I want you to take a minute, write down your baggage. You don't have to put your name on it. God knows who you are. Write down your baggage. You can abbreviate if you're worried about someone seeing it. But again, transparency. But write down your baggage if you're ready to let go. If you're ready to begin the process and God take it. When you're done, we're going to take our bag of dreams here. And you can, during the invitation song, you can either bring it up if you'd like and drop it in here. Or my three helpers will come down the aisle and they'll grab it. Just fold it up, hand it to the end of the aisle. They'll grab it and they'll bring it down here for you. See, I added weight. I didn't want you to think I was being cheesy. They're going to toss it in this bag. And I promise you, myself and the elders are going to take this after church. It's not about going through each one. That's not what we're going to do. But we're going to pray over that bag. And then that's going to sit in my office, and I'm going to pray over that bag every day I'm in there for each and every one of us. Because we all have baggage. And the only way we get through it is together. And the only way we deal with stuff is facing it head on, giving it to Christ. And being free. We do this. There is nothing, and I mean nothing, that Satan can do to us that can stop Muhammad Christian Church from God's plan this year We may only have 2 weeks left. We may have the whole year. Christ, I know it in my bones, wants to do so much through our church. And as you saw just at Christmas time, what we were able to do with toys, with backpacks and food and coats, how much more will we do if we live free? If we put our baggage down, start 2017 off the way God intended us to live our lives. And be the examples of Christ and Muhammad that He has called us to be. And if you're here today and you don't know Christ yet, and you're like, no, I can't let go of my baggage. I don't know what to do with it. God can't take it. It's too much. I promise you, there is nothing He can't handle. There is nothing He won't get you through. And if you're ready today to join this crazy bunch of people in this walk with Christ, I invite you to come down during the song today and let's get your journey started. But folks, whether you're a longtime Christian, whether you're somebody who's looking for Christ and has decided He's your Savior today, it starts with letting go of your baggage. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You for this group of people who came here today. More importantly, I thank You for the love of Christ, Your love, Your grace, Your mercy. We come here asking You to open our hearts to freedom. Let us put down our baggage and drop it in here today, Lord, or hand it down the aisle so the girls can bring it forward. We want to see what You have in store for us. We want to do it the way You intended us. And we're counting on Your word, Your promise, Your love, and Your Son's sacrifice to get us through. We love You. We praise You. It's in Your Son's name we pray. Amen.